Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we love you. Thank you for this first Sunday in October. As we're in the fall season, Lord, we thank you for the leaves that are changing at different rates at different places, Lord. It was pretty dry as we went through the Pocono area down to Allentown yesterday. A lot of leaves already changing in that section of the highway, Lord. It is beautiful. We thank you for your creation. And Lord, you're a great God and a great creator. We're thankful to be here today. And Lord, we're looking forward to this missions day, if you would. Lord, as we finish up missions month, our heart on missions and getting the gospel out. And Lord, praying for our missionaries and encouraging the Lord. It's so good to have the Tacklobs with us, Lord. I know they've been on the road quite a bit here, Lord, traveling all across the United States. I pray you'd give them strength, Lord. That can be a weary time. We're glad to have them here this morning, Lord. We're glad to be able to support them. Thank you for their faithfulness. Use them, Lord, in the Sunday school hour, the morning as well, which you've laid on their hearts to share with us. And may we be encouraged and challenged in the Lord in the area of missions, Lord. We thank you and praise you for your goodness and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning to everyone. In Tagalog, which is the national language of the Philippines, that would be magandang umaga po sa ating lahat. I think there's a Filipino family on the side, am I right? Okay, great. So at least we have a Filipino representation of this church. Great to know that. Well, Pastor asked me when was the last time we were here. I forgot. I'm sorry about that, Pastor. Maybe that was 2018, 2019. But I remember distinctly it was on an evening service. And it was winter, I think, and after that we had dinner with the Kohlmeyers and the Cremards. It was a great time. One time we went to, I think last month, we went to Maranatha Baptist University. We visited some friends there, and one young lady greeted us with a smile, and she told us that we are missionaries from her church here in Independent Bible Church in Duryea, and that was Juliana, right? So good to know that Juliana is there. And we greatly appreciate your love, your prayers, and support for us throughout the years. We are the Tacklobs, your missionaries to the Philippines. I think the last time we were here, we only had, I think, two kids, right? Hannah and Kara. And now God has blessed us with two more kids. So Hannah is now 7 years old. She is not with us. She had something happened to her. Last night, it was very... They call this. It was a surprise to us. We didn't plan about it, but anyway. Then Kara will be turning six next month. She'll be turning six. And then Leia is four. And then our youngest son, Isaiah, is 19 months. So our plan this morning is we're going to share testimonies. And then after the testimonies, the video. And if we have time, maybe Q&A, open for Q&A. Well, I think I would like to share my... personal testimony first, and then what happened in the Philippines to help you get acquainted of myself and the ministry there in the Philippines. So I was born in the Philippines, in the southern part of the country, in Mindanao. And all of my relatives, most of my relatives attend a religion, a cult called Philippine Independent Church. I don't know if you know that religion. It's really on the south of the Philippines. So Philippine Independent Church is like Roman Catholic Church, except that the priest could marry. So they have all the rituals and they have priests, but it's separated from the Vatican. So it's called Philippine Independent Church. Anyway, most of my relatives attend there. And so my parents attend there. But when I was about 7 to 8 years old, my parents, they don't know the Lord, they separated. But it was also during that time when a local missionary came to our town and started a church, a local Baptist church, a Fundamental Independent Baptist Church. And my aunt attended a Bible study of this missionary was holding. And she got saved, and my older sister, I have only one sibling, my older sister attended the Bible study, she got saved, I got tagged along. Attending this mission outreach, and through this ministry, I came to know Jesus Christ as my Savior. So growing up, I don't have supportive parents, but you know what? This church became my family. I have many mothers and fathers in this church. And the Bible says, when your mother and mother forsake you, then the Lord will take you up. So I praise the Lord for that church that God has used for my salvation, and to draw me to Him as my father. I went to secular university when I went to college, and then 2 years, I felt like God was calling me to the ministry. So I took up biology for 2 years, but I was not really interested about studying my science books. I was more interested in studying the Bible, and I was more interested in attending the prayer meeting. We have prayer meeting every day in a university church, and I was more excited in the things of the Lord, and some of the members were telling me, I think, Atan, God has called you into the ministry. So lo and behold, before the end of my second year in college, I told God, Lord, I gave my life to you, and I surrendered my life for full-time ministry. Okay, then went to college, and then after my Bible college, I went back helping our church in the South, and that was that time when Rachel became a missionary in the Philippines. She started the Strings program of the Bible College there, and then after 2 years of helping our local church, I went back to the Bible College, and there I met Rachel, and the rest is history. So praise the Lord for God leading us back to the Philippines. And 2019, when we first, as a family, went to the Philippines, that was October of 2019. And when we arrived in the Philippines, we jumped right into the ministry of the Bible College. This Bible College trains, equips workers, servants of the Lord, not only from the Philippines, but in other parts of Asia. So we have students from Myanmar, a lot of students from China, Vietnam, Bangladesh, and Papua New Guinea. So we have the privilege of helping, serving, equipping the students, not only from the Philippines, but from these other parts of Asia. And then also we have students that are assigned to us to help mentor, pray with them throughout the semester. So on top of those ministries, we are also involved in church ministries, evangelism, and so on and so forth. So that was 4 years, since we arrived there in 2019. Then the next year, March 2020, you know what happened, right? The world stopped. Okay, we have, I think, 2 weeks left in the Bible College, and we have to do it online. So it was my first time to do online class. We have 2 weeks left, and everything is new, and the discipleship ministries have to be online. Everything is very strange, and it was very difficult, especially in the capital of the Philippines, and Rachel will tell more about that. So we had lockdown for about 2 years, and they were not able to go to church, especially the kids. And Rachel, it was very, very challenging first term for us as a missionary. But you know what? God has the Bible, that the gospel is not bound. And God has given us opportunities to share the gospel in spite of those challenges. And in 2022, one of the students who pastored a church, or one of the students of the Bible College pastored a church, he died during the pandemic. And I got to preach at this church, and they invited me. To also pastor the church. So on top of a very busy schedule at the Bible College, I also had the privilege of helping, serving this church as their interim pastor. And this church has mission outreaches in the province as well. So we got to visit and minister to these daughter churches in the provinces as well. So praise the Lord for these many opportunities of Bible College ministry, church ministries, evangelism, and discipleship, so on and so forth. And we greatly appreciate your prayers and support for us, the ministry there in the Philippines. The fruits, the blessings that we receive there, for sure you have a big part of that. So again, thank you very much for your love and prayers and support for us throughout the years. And so we are here for about 6 to 7 months. We arrived in May, so we'll be back to the Philippines in January of next year. So that's the goal. Okay. Then Rachel will share her testimony. And after her testimony, will be a video.
Well, good morning, or magandang umaga din po sa inyo lahat. I am so thankful that we're back here again. Thank you for having us, and thank you for loving us and praying for us. It's such a joy to know of your prayers and support these 4 years that we were on the field. Atan asked me to share my brief testimony. I was saved at the young age of 4, believe it or not. I don't have very many memories when I was 4 years old, but I vividly remember the day that I went out on the porch and of our little house, and I just remembering the Sunday school lesson I had heard the day before, and I knew I was a sinner and I needed a Savior. And I just remember vividly praying and saying, Lord, please forgive me of my sins. And I put my faith in Jesus that day. And thank the Lord, he mentions faith as a child. You know, it doesn't take great intellect. Just the faith of a child can bring us to salvation. It was a blessing that the Lord saved me on that day. And I was raised on a farm in Pennsylvania, just over in the Reading area, kind of close, sort of, where you all were yesterday. And I just love, you know, open spaces. I love hiking and backpacking. We did all that kind of outdoors things. And the Lord, at a young age, also when I was in my high school years, I guess, when Shane and I grew up in the same church in Limerick, and we had a missions conference, and I was just playing my violin in the orchestra. Nothing, you know, real catastrophic, but I remember the choir singing a song, Here I Am, Lord, Send Me, you know, from Isaiah chapter 6, I believe. And I just was thinking, Lord, are you calling me? If you do, I'm willing to go. And I just remember sitting there was no invitation, but in my heart it was kind of like the Lord was asking me, are you willing? And I just surrendered to the Lord on that day, I remember. And the Lord called me to continue to have this burden for missions. My parents would always have our missionaries that came back from the field over to their house for dinner. And I remember hearing stories of what God did in the foreign fields. And I just kept thinking, Lord, is that where you're calling me? I didn't know. But God called me to study music in college. And when I graduated, I was praying, Lord, would you call me somewhere? And I saw a little ad. They were looking for as I mentioned, a string teacher, someone to start a violin, you know, that kind of a program in a Bible college in the Philippines. And that's what brought me to the Philippines initially. And I was there as a short-term single missionary for 5 years until the Lord brought us together and then back to the field. So it's amazing how God, in his own ways, in his own timeline, in his own, you know, using different circumstances, brings us to a saving knowledge of him. I think that's always beautiful to see his handiwork. But then when we went to the field, I had ideas. You know, I already spoke 2 Filipino languages, and I thought, you know how it is. We have ideas of how we sense the Lord leading us, right? And so we went to the Philippines, and those of you who know the Philippines know that it's the world's most densely populated city in the world. Manila is. It's 4 times more densely populated than New York City, for those of you who are familiar with that city. So we have just crowds of people everywhere. And God gave us a tiny little apartment, about 40 square meters, so you can think of maybe the size of your living room. We were living, our whole house was that, you know, 5 of us were in that living room size house. But the blessing was there were tons of people in this huge, you know, apartment building too that needed Jesus. And we also, out in the streets all around us, children are always playing. You know, people in our side of the city have very small homes mostly. And they, you know, they sleep on the floor, some of them, and they get up and they cook outside and they wash their clothes outside and they play in the streets. I mean, the streets are like their living room, their backyard, you know. So we, praise the Lord, we had the opportunity to gather them. We had Bible clubs with them, and God just brought so many children to come to know the Lord and also coming to church with us regularly. And it was exciting to see what God was doing, raising up, you know, neat opportunities for the gospel. And then, yeah, COVID hit and everything was complete lockdown. We know that all of us have experienced different elements of difficulty during the COVID lockdown. For me, it was difficult because we were in such a small space, and I was also a very freedom-loving person. You know, I kind of love the open spaces. I love my freedom. And especially our COVID lockdown in Manila was extremely age-related. So if you were under a certain age, you weren't allowed to go outside, period. My husband had a card. That's the only reason he could go out, to wait in line for hours and hours and hours for a grocery. You know, he'd show up and they'd card him, and if you weren't on the card, you're sent home. Forget it if you needed groceries or not. And, you know, groceries, anything, the grocery stores, the parks, everything was closed to the children, especially church. They weren't allowed back in church for 2 years legally. I mean, there were some ways we could sort of navigate around it a couple times, but it was just really a very strict lockdown. And for me, I remember going to the Lord and thinking, Lord, you're giving a ton great opportunities. I mean, he saw these security guards locked in with us. He's like, let's have a Bible study. So they started a Bible study, and these guys were getting saved and discipled, and he was having online, you know, online Bible college was continuing full speed ahead, and of course with the learning curve of the online deal. So I just was saying, Lord, what about us? You know, my children and I, would you give us opportunities too? So the Lord was amazing. First he showed me Psalm 16:11. He reminded me that in his presence is fullness of joy. And just to take delight in him and who he is was something that the Lord really worked in my heart at first. And then he started reminding me of, you know, the opportunities we do have. So we had this 5-foot wide walkway around the third floor of our apartment building. And the children and I were able to get out there and kind of run around in circles. You know, we'd mark a mile. And finally, the apartment building children would start joining us. And there we are there in our masks, and we're social distancing, and we're like the Pied Piper, you know, walking around. And then they started knocking on our door, and they're like, let's play. And I said, well, we're having Bible time, join us. So I'd put their chairs out in the hallway so we'd all be, you know, socially distancing. And we had Bible time until the point we started having it purposefully outside on the little walkway. And we were having Bible time with the kids, and their helpers were hearing the gospel. And then the Lord really answered my prayers. And the moms, a lot of the military nurses, Filipino military nurses, would come down, and we'd have Bible studies one-on-one with the moms, evangelistic Bible studies, a lot of them Catholic. A lot of them didn't understand the gospel. According to the Bible. And it was neat to see Rowana profess faith in Christ as well as Michelle. And I had the opportunity of sharing the gospel with many others. But even to this day, Michelle and I are having online Bible studies, even though we're from different continents right now, including Creasy. Michelle brought on her unsafe friend Creasy, who doesn't yet know the Lord. And so every, you know, usually it's around 4:30 in the morning, we have our online Bible studies from the States. And it's really exciting to see what God did, you know, through your prayers. And by his grace, he chose to work in ways that I didn't expect. You know, this wasn't something I had planned in this whole COVID lockdown situation. But the way that God gave us a multitude of opportunities with the children and with the parents because of COVID was just a beautiful thing to see. So thank you for your part in the fruit we did see these past 4 years in the Philippines. You are just a great part through your love and your support of what God did do. So thank you.
We are the Taklos, sinners who have been bought by the blood of Jesus and called to be his witnesses in the Philippines.
The Philippines, home to 7,641 islands, a population of over 113 million. Although the majority profess to believe in God, they pursue the cultural traditions of celebrating and worshiping local saints and idols. And although the 85 million Catholic population use similar terminology as we do to describe their religion, their personal practice of seeking atonement for their sins through their own acts of righteousness is their theme. Yet Jesus' victorious words, "It is finished," that resounded from the cross so long ago, continues to be our message as we seek to lead these precious ones to know that salvation is all of grace.
These past 4 years in the Philippines, we have tasted and seen that the Lord is good. God gave us the joy of living through one of the world's strictest and longest COVID lockdowns in a 40 square meter apartment. That's about like living for almost 2 years with three tiny children in a space the size of your living room. Yet God did amazing things in our confinement. Evangelistic Bible studies were started with our apartment building neighbors. And Atan saw several men profess faith in Jesus. Atan continued teaching full-time, then exclusively online, at the Bible College. Seeds of the gospel were planted in dozens of neighbors' lives, and Rachel saw Rana and Michelle professed to understand salvation through her Bible studies. Now Michelle faithfully attends a local church. Bible times were started with several apartment neighbor children, and until now, God continues working in the children's and parents' hearts. In 2021, we moved 2 blocks away, and God gave more evangelistic Bible studies for Athan with a gang of skateboarding teenage guys who started out by terrorizing us by ringing our doorbell late into the night. Yet now, many of them have professed faith in Jesus, and we are working to see them discipled.
Our home children's Bible study was blessed with enthusiastic children, many of whom are now attending our local church. And more Bible studies opened up for Rachel more than she even asked for. Hannah, Kara, and Leah are a big help by playing with the children while Rachel has Bible studies with her mamas. Truly, what a joy it is to be his witnesses. What do Vietnam, Myanmar, China, Papua New Guinea, Philippines have in common? Bab Jones Memorial Bible College.
Athan finds it a humbling privilege to have a part in teaching and training young men and women from these countries to effectively share the gospel and make disciples of all nations. The Bible College teaching load has become more exciting as classes are now hybrid, or both online and in person at the same time. Yet through this, God is expanding our opportunities to reach difficult countries more effectively with the gospel. In 2022, God called Atan to add yet another ministry to our full load when he became interim pastor of Living Word Baptist Church. Our weekends have become especially packed, and yet through trials, what a joy it is to see souls saved and believers discipled through this ministry. Sometimes being God's witnesses calls us to help and encourage our mission churches. We have rejoiced in God's hand of protection as we traveled slippery mountain roads several times to help a mission church take the gospel to the needy in their area.
Our plan of returning is January 2024. We will continue to serve at the Bible College, training workers in the ministry and helping Living Word Baptist Church and mission outreaches in various ministries.
Thank you for showing your love for our Lord Jesus by praying and giving, so that we may be his witnesses in the Philippines.
Again, on behalf of my family, thank you very much for your love, prayers, and support for the work there in the Philippines.